Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. Today, our guest is Michael Collier from Neudesic. Michael, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so you are one of those Azure guys. You are national Azure architect something or other. Tell us about what your role is encompassed by.
Yes, so I'm a Windows Azure national architect and a Windows Azure MVP. I work for Neudesic. So my role there is to really help customers with their Windows Azure projects. So it can be architectural design sessions, training, really helping them figure out ways to use Windows Azure in their enterprise.
And I'm guessing that we're seeing a nice little adoption curve for Azure, especially on the projects you're working on, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So you're seeing Azure get more and more popular within the enterprise as people get familiar with the service.
And what I like about you is you're one of those back-end guys, right? But
yep.
Still, you have an affinity for the Windows Phone 7. And I've heard you say that, you know, that's a perfect marriage, a perfect complement. Do you mind expanding for our audience on that?
Yeah, I think Windows Azure, you know, cloud and mobility with Windows Phone, or even really iOS or Android, any of the platforms, really make a great marriage, you know, mobility and cloud. You get a lot of opportunities to try out new things. You know, you can use storage to try out, to store game leaderboards or configuration, blob storage for pictures and files, compute to just kind of quickly try new offerings and see how they work. And if your service takes off, then great. You can turn the knob and scale up and be on your way.
Yeah, ultimately, it's about economies of scale in the Azure world, right?
Yeah, easily just ramp up. And if you need to ramp down, you can easily ramp down as well.
Right, and in a cost-effective way.
Very easy, yep.
Yeah, I totally get that. Now, I also heard you talking about a pretty exciting project that you're on, which I firmly believe is the way we're going to build software forever and ever and amen,
mm-hmm.
right? It's dev, test, staging, production, all cloud-based in Azure.
Right.
I would love for you to expand on that for the audience.
Yeah, so we're working on a project now where we put all of our, you know, kind of logical environments in the cloud. We, instead of building out the infrastructure for our QA environment, having it be a couple years older than our production environment, we can easily spin up new environments within a couple of minutes in Windows Azure. Every environment is exactly the same. If we need to scale, we can scale them. If we want to have a developer spike on something, he wants to try out something new, maybe changing a database schema, he can quickly do that. Don't have to get anybody else involved, spike it out on Windows Azure, see how it works. And then if it works out great, we can roll it into other environments. Very easy to deploy from there as well.
So let me be Joe business guy for a second. Because a business guy or gal would say to you, so what's my ROI in that? Why is that better?
It can be much cheaper than having to buy a bunch of servers. It's real easy to spin up. If we need to try something for a couple hours, we're 24 cents or whatever for 2 hours worth of work. It's an easy go. And if it, we can spin back down again and be done.
So ultimately, I believe what we're summing up here is you've produced an environment on a pretty exciting project where you're spinning up dev, production, staging, test, in a cost-effective way, a lot quicker and more effectively than you could do an on-premise.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we sign up, we get going, sign up, and we're up in minutes.
And I think that's the point, right?
Oh, definitely. It's very easy. Very allows the team to have a great deal of flexibility and really innovate in ways we couldn't do before.
Awesome. So before I let you go, Azure's such a monster.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. It's hard for us to get our hands on over everything it does. It's much more than just storage, right? What's your favorite Azure feature? If you were gonna, a young guy, aspiring to be an architect, and they jumped into Azure, what would be cool and exciting to do first?
I think putting a website up is real easy. I mean, I can just try it out and see how it's really the same thing as what I'm used to today. It's not really that much different than what I'm used to. I can get up and going very quickly. The tools work. And
what part of Azure is that?
I think the web roles and worker roles are fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thank you guys for watching.